Hello everyone, welcome to our podcast, new episode, new researcher, and today, welcome everybody, the brilliant researcher, Lison.
Hello, thank you for receiving me.
Okay, so we're today to discuss controversial issue about addiction. Like, do you agree with the biologists that think that addiction can be tested on mice and rats without taking into consideration the social context and thinking only about biology and physiology?
Well, there is definitely strong evidence supporting the role of psychosocial factors in addiction. Just recently, I came across a study examining how culture influences drug preferences. The study found that in collectivist societies like China, which value calmness and social harmony, individuals tended to prefer heroin. In contrast, people in the USA, known for its individualistic culture, showed a preference for stimulants like cocaine. These cultural norms significantly influence how different societies interact with specific drugs.
Ah, that's interesting.
And their psychological effects.
Okay. I agree with you. We should take into consideration the social context because addiction, we don't have like just one general type of addiction. We have two types of addiction. Primary addiction that is like purely biologically, physiologically, and we have secondary addiction that is due to your environment. And I think that addiction has three potential, right?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it has hedonistic potential related to pleasure. It has therapeutic potential that releases the stress. And also the social potential, because most of the time we drink, we smoke, we take drugs with people in a social context. Obviously, Lison, you didn't take your first cigarette alone. It's always in a social context. So addiction is more difficult. It's right.
Yes, very complex.
Yeah, it's very complex. And these three potential can hardly be met outside of this addiction. So that's why it's hard really to give up on a substance as a person who is addicted. So addiction is a complex concept that involves the person who is addicted. So my personality differs than yours, obviously, and also the substance. Like if I take weed, it's not like when I take alcohol or if I take cigarette or anything. And also the context, like the time, the environment. If I met the substance 10 years ago, would I really be addicted? Maybe not. Maybe yes. We never know. So yeah, thank you a lot, Lison.
Thank you for receiving me.
Yeah, thank you. Bye. Don't forget to subscribe.